All right, what's different between a Canadian reactor, for example, and a U.S. reactor or a Russian reactor?
Well, the principal reactor that took over the world's generation of electricity is the American light water reactor, so-called.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a reactor that is fundamentally the submarine, the reactor that was developed by Admiral Rickover for the submarine. It's basically that reactor built large.
Okay.
And it has enriched fuel. That is to say that the fissionable material in these reactors starts out to be, in any case, uranium-235, the fissionable isotope of uranium,
mm-hmm.
And in natural uranium, that's in present only in perhaps 0.75%. The rest is inert. So, in the U.S. reactors and the submarine reactors, the enrichment can be 3%, 4%, something like that. The point in mentioning that is that in order to build those reactors, you have to have the ability to enrich, precisely what Iran is arguing about right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in Canada, there was no wish to build an enrichment plant, so that they designed reactors that would operate on the natural uranium, the uranium with just 0.75% U-235 content.
So you don't need to enrich it.
And what that involved was a rather difficult process to use what is called heavy water, a form of water, looks like ordinary water, but does not absorb neutrons like the ordinary water does.
I believe heavy water is used to store spent fuel rods, is it not?
No. You would never use it for that. It's far too expensive.
Oh.
It has to be created through a rather special process.
Okay.
And so to try to pin down the difference then between those two kinds of reactors and then the Russian reactor on the third peg. Let me think for a minute. The Canadian reactors operate, as I said, on natural uranium, and they have a methodology of continuously fueling the thing. Whereas the American reactors operate, as I said, with slightly enriched fuel, and they are shut down to refuel. And the Canadian reactors rely on the arguments for safety that we just said. Mm-hmm. The American reactors have heavy containment.
And what is the difference in safety when you talk about the Canadian design versus the American? What's the difference? How much difference in safety factor is there?
I would guess not a lot when you added it all up, but I don't think in this country we will ever build reactors without heavy containment.
No, I don't think. In fact, I'm not even sure about continuing to build reactors, period, with any kind of containment.
Yeah. Well, the point is, if you don't, then what alternatives do you have, I guess, and that was the point you were making earlier. But it does depend on what kind of reactors that one builds, obviously, as well. The Russian reactors were of two types, and are of two types. One is very similar to our water reactor. The other is a graphite reactor that was Chernobyl, and that was one of the most primitive early forms of a reactor. It would work, but it, in my view, it should never have been built as a power-producing reactor.
Uh-huh. How many of these kinds of reactors are still being operated in Russia? Do you know?
Of the order of a dozen.
Oh, my God. And so the original danger is still there times 12, huh?
Well, I think the better way, perhaps, of putting it is that if those reactors are operated with some common sense,
yes,
they'll probably be all right. There have been changes made in them to make them less touchy than they were in 86 when the Chernobyl tragedy happened.
The whole Chernobyl thing is incredible. I had somebody sent me a link once of this young lady who took a motorcycle ride or something through the Chernobyl area. This was fairly recent. And the amount of land now useless, the amount of abandoned homes, and it's just incredible. It is taking that little picture tour of what this young lady saw riding through the Chernobyl. Yeah. It was just chilling. The whole thing was big time chilling. How much land is unusable now?
Yes, I don't know the answer to that, but
a lot.
But what you had, yes, a lot. But what you had was the worst possible reactor accident. You know, you had the thing wide open to the sky and burning for days on end. It was just revolting.
And, well, a lot of the world thought no such thing could really ever happen until that moment. I mean, I suppose it was, you know, there was some science fiction talk about it, but...
The graphite reactor has its own safety problem. The graphite reactors were built in the earliest days because the materials were cheap and it was fairly simple to do. They're sort of like the Stanley steamer. Well, they would work, but there's a lot better ways of making cars.
Well, while we're on the subject of Chernobyl, where is Chernobyl today? I mean, they put this giant casket thing over it, yes, of concrete, right?
Yes.
So what's going on? Do you know? Do you keep up?
I haven't really followed it in recent years. My guess is, for what it's worth, is that that efforts still continue to make sure that the sarcophagus, as it's called, is stable, and that the other reactors on the site are operated to provide the power that is needed in that area. My guess is that's where it is. But
I saw a 60 Minutes piece in which they said the sarcophagus is not at all stable.
And well, it certainly, what I do know is that was always true of it, and it needed to be reinforced, etc., etc.
For how long will these protections have to be in place, assuming they hold?
Oh, a very long time.
What do you mean by a very long time?
I would guess unless there is a superhuman effort to clean it up, which
yes,
is certainly possible. But if it's left the way it is,
yes,
you'd have to leave it there for thousands of years.
Thousands of years.
Yes.